Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A moment with Kelby Smith of His Advocates. It's HISAdvocates.org. Kelby's going to have a show on our stream network, and he'll be basically we're putting on all of our platforms. There'll be a stream player and archiving over on Blueberry. We're putting it on all the platforms: Alexa, iTunes, TuneIn, Speaker, Stitcher, Google Plus. And, of course, it'll be archived with cross-index over at Blueberry instantly as soon as the program's done. If you're listening on the player, which we're going to have, you'll be able to listen to all the programs as they're live. And right now we're actually posting the player up for our show at NutriMedical.com for all the shows there. So we have Calvin now, good, by his phone, because I guess he was worried about being knocked off here because he's on a different place rather than his regular computer. Through Skype. So, Kelby, it's the pre-holidays. We're just a week away from Christmas Day itself. And a lot of people are not aware of the roots of Christmas. I like the idea of Christmas because it reminds us that we celebrate the birth of Yeshua, which is the Father in the flesh, God incarnating in physical flesh to come and save us from ourselves and our ignorance. But also we're ignorant of the geoclimatic, ecological and financial disasters that are being visited on us, including chattelizing our physical property of our body against a corporate structure called America, but in other countries too, Britain, France, Uganda, around the world there's different schemes, but they're all schemes based on property, aren't they? Can you kind of expand on that? Because this is the season to understand that God gave us the rights back to our bodies, He gave us the right back to our nations, but unless you have the right, if you want to call it, a resetting of your structure, you're still chattelized as property under a Luciferic system, which is against the will of the Most High God. So I'd like you to expand on that, because you have 7,000 churches that I guess you're working with that are soon going to be affiliated, and trying to get this message out, because it's a Christian message. It's a message that you own your body, you can own property, including land, which you can't under the chattelizing system that's set up here in America. But the same thing goes around the world. All the property, for example, in the world, under the British Commonwealth, which is 57 nations under the United Nations, the Queen, and literally her proxies, own the land and the mineral rights all the way to the center of the earth. People don't own those property rights, do they?
No, and it's all done in trickery with defined words and adhesion contracts. And so, you know, first off, you were making a comment about how Yeshua has paid for us, and people need to understand that throughout the Bible, He has told us that we must come out of that structural system known as the modern-day Babylonian system.
Right.
And these corporations that are being ran by, like you said, the Luciferian system, or I call it the power structure, the powers to be, those guys, the power players, the 13 families who rule the world, rule the banking system, have really, you know, right under our nose created an identical equivalent to what we have under God, which is America, where we are self-governed. We're not governed. We're self-governed in law.
Right. And in fact, America is the only other nation, other nation Israel, which the laws were given by God to Moses to set up the structure of the nation of Israel. We're the only two nations in history where the rights came from the Creator God, not from a royal or an emperor or a queen or king, that in fact the rights to property and owning a property of our own body and land and so on comes to us. And you mentioned on the last show last week that under this structure since the 1930s, I think it was estimated that the corporate structure stole something like $232 trillion from the American public through this structure of inflating money and corporate structures and so on. And we don't see any end to it because they've now got us in such massive corporate classical debt that that we can never pay off the debt or even the interest on the debt, can we?
No, they've even said that themselves. The Congressional Budget Office in 2005, they basically said the debt is not recoverable. Mm-hmm. So they set up this system knowing that the system has already failed, and they're continuing to operate in a failed system, really not knowing what to do, just raising the debt. You know, eventually it comes to a point where these bankers are going to say, hey, call the surety, which means the people. And people don't think that's legit or true, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's not only legit and it's not only true, but it's biblical.
Well, I'll tell you what the surety is, and this is something I want to challenge you with to see if it's true or not. It's something I've been getting in prayer just this last week. Maybe the surety is, they've already tried to claim that the property with $1.5 million per person per year, with Seed Corporation chattelizing your body. In other countries, it's gone much more subtle, like in Britain and elsewhere, it's more subtle, but it's a similar procedure in every country on earth.
Yeah.
America's the only one that has a system where you can have a state citizenship and you're not under this corporate control. It's the only modern system. And by the way, the state of Israel doesn't have this. I call it, it's a real hell, or Israel, doesn't have the actual rights that the ancient Israelis had, because the modern state of Israel is in a form of apostasy, and the Babylonian Talmud and the Sefiot Zaira rule, as well as the Special Activities Division of the CIA, rule not only Israel but Saudi Arabia. These are proxy states run by the corporate global elite because their plan is to force this system on the whole world. And the ultimate surety is to hand over your consciousness, which is your soul, and every thought and intention of your heart. In 5 to 7 years, this will be a reality. The cell phone companies are saying that eventually they can hack into your cortex, and you can play a video game or go to a cyber brothel in cyberspace and jump off a mountain with one of these bat suits without ever dying physically, because you're in cyberspace where the cortex can be hacked into bidirectionally by the supercomputers. And it's coming quickly, isn't it? I think that's the final surety they want, is they want to take your soul, your ability of the intentions of your heart and your consciousness into their control matrix and their reality.
Yeah, and through, you know, AI intelligence, which is the system that Satan is using to get omnipresent in his mind, meaning...
Well, that's ultimate what Satan wants. He wants to ape the Creator God, who's omnipresent, omniscient, and see, God exists in what's called the eternal now. When I was a little boy at 8 and a half, I learned this firsthand, that God does not have a past or future. God always exists and always will exist, is ever-present and omniscient. So God doesn't have to learn something. He knows the end from the beginning, because to God there is no end or beginning. There's always just now for God.
Right.
And when people start to grasp that, they realize Satan is trying to ape this infinite power and infinite intelligence and love, which he can't, so he creates a system of controls to try to ape it.
Right.
And this system was... with the SuperNet 5G network, and eventually giving your kids, say, 5 Christmases from now, let's say, right now it's 2018, say 2023, 2024, Christmas time. Hey, Johnny, guess what? I got your cyber helmet. You can connect in there, your super computer or laptop, and you can go play video games without eyes or ears.
Right.
And they hacked directly.
They're selling it all day.
Right. They had a movie about 20 years ago called Coma, where people decided to actually be hanging on wires, put into suspended animation, living hundreds of years in a facility where they're warehoused, but they could not die living in cyberspace. And that's where we're headed, isn't it?
It absolutely is. The virtual world is already created. You're the one that told me about it several years ago, being in Colorado underground, where the Matrix has literally been recreated for every square inch of
right, and including the vertical dimension of GPS board, and stuff, a tolerance of 1.5 centimeters. So that for everybody in the world, they're called a node, and they have a SIM for you, which includes everything you buy and sell, and everything you think and write, all in this SIM or database. The ultimate SIM is to actually hack into your cortex so they know even the intentions of your heart and your biological rhythms and everything. I mean, they'll know in cyberspace if you're having a cardiac arrhythmia at a specific moment in time, or if your oxygen level's dropping, or an enzyme pathway is being activated. That's how far the cyberspace is going to go.
Wow.
Because they don't know they can't do that. Yes, they can, actually. We're very close.
They're there.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The practicality of this is that you help people to get there in the private. So they become, let's say, I am a California citizen. I become a California state citizen. You allow people to get the property rights so they can actually purchase the land under their home, because people don't realize what bought a home, say, in whatever state they're in. They don't own the land because of the way the structure of the corporations are. They don't realize also that the IRS and the federal corporations that actually can tax and regulate them, including health care, are all a scam, aren't they? Can you fill that in a bit? Because people, that's the reason why when I talked to Dr. Dan Royal, who's also going to have a show on the network, he has a stem cell clinic in Las Vegas, but he's also an attorney, and he set up one of the first lower 48 state native boards under the Crow Nation in Montana, but they're attracting other native organizations to join because they're completely separate from the corporation of the United States. And what people don't understand is what's going on now is the corporation of the U.S. is actually a process that's trying to consume the entire world through these special intel agencies like the SAD and the proxy nations like Saudi Arabia and Israel. And no one else even on this network is talking about this. They talk about little edges on the edge of the problem, or they machinate over whether the left or the right on these issues. But both sides, both the left and the right, are marching us very quickly toward the New World Order, including even Donald Trump. So when he does good things for the economy, he does bad things in recycling water, allowing 5G network, and allowing international trade treaties like the USMC, the United States replacement for the NAFTA, and the agreements he's making with China are basically the American style, right side style of the New World Order versus the left style, which is Hillary Clinton and her ilk. But either way, you're still getting a New World Order, aren't you? And people don't get this, do they?
Well, it's biblical. I mean, no matter what, it's going to happen. It's about how and how do you have a layer of protection within that.
But nobody else except you and I and the people in your organization are talking about this. They're
nobody.
Not. Everybody on the right, for example, nobody. Is tied up the idea. They think, well, Donald Trump's a Christian. He's trying to do Christian liberty. No, he's supporting the state of Israel. And the state of Israel, unfortunately, is part of a proxy of these intel agencies. And so is Saudi Arabia. People don't know this, do they?
You know, they don't. And you were mentioning something about 7,000 pastors. That was basically a vision I had about 10 years ago when I discovered this truth that who's going to put me in front of that many people to expound on it? We have a lot of pastors. We have a whole lot of members. We have a huge following.
Well, maybe this new network we're launching is going to get your message out, because what I'm trying to do is create what's called a cybernetic neocortex, a good version in audio and video for the human race, because the truth needs to be spread to the people. And to be honest with you, you know, even here at Genesis, other broadcasters are afraid to interview Dr. Deagle. You know why? Because I'm going to axe, not ask, because of my Viking background, my Deagle name. I'm going to axe them questions, and I'm going to give them logical analysis as to why what they're preaching isn't necessarily true. For example, I don't think necessarily Donald Trump's a bad guy, but he's doing good. In fact, the best description of what evil is do what is right in your own eyes. It's the same lie that was told to Eve and Adam, and it was the reason why they were cast out of the garden. So even if you make the economy better, if you don't submit your will to God and have property rights as an independent person under God, and you can actually own property because Jesus, when he died, gave the title back to mankind, Satan has decided this corporate structure to steal away property rights, even for your own body, away from the human race. And the ultimate is that mark of the beast, which is coming, and it is going to come from America. That's why when you look at Donald Trump, what he's doing, even though he does a lot of good things in terms of the economy, he's actually proceeding at the speed of light to develop the arrangements that will bring about the global control of every economy on Earth, including Russia and China. People don't get this, do they?
Well, you know, I sure hope not. I really hope that, you know, it's kind of funny. It's like he's quote-unquote a white hat. He's quote-unquote one of the white knights.
Yeah, but the problem is that he's a high-level Mason, you see. But I could, if I had a chance to talk to the man, and you and me, and we had a mano-a-mano talk, I could get through to this high-level Mason. I ministered to Bill Schneblin, who was a 90th degree Mason. Because I have a level of wisdom and knowledge that is far exceeds any of the so-called pastors and people out there. And a lot of people, Deagle's a nut. No, I'm not. I'm informed, and informed not only by the experiences I've had. For example, when I bought my practice, I bought it from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother. I had 22,000 Mormons. Every one is a Mason. And the Masonic organizations are directly linked to the Rothschilds after they rescued them from their foray into having a sugar plantation in Hawaii back in the 1940s. People don't know this stuff, do they? They don't realize that there's a specific Luciferic throne room in Salt Lake City Temple in gold made for Lucifer. You haven't heard this before, have you?
The Celestial Room.
The Celestial Room is actually a room for Lucifer, believe it or not. If you go to the Vatican, there's a specific church which has ceremonies specifically in Latin for Lucifer. I speak Latin, okay?
Yeah.
You can go to the Vatican and you'd see these Jesuits are actually... right, and they actually refer to him as the Angel of Light. They don't refer to him as... And we've got to understand 98% of what the devil does doesn't look, taste, or smell bad or even come bad outcomes.
No,
it gets you richer, healthy, it brings your health back, it does whatever. I remember back in 1980, before I became a real Christian, I was having patients in Calgary, Alberta. They would come to me and they'd say, "Hey, doc, I'm going to go to this shaman." I said, "Where are you going?" You know, I said, "I'm going to the Philippines." And he said his friend went and he pulled a tumor out using his shamanistic techniques, his tumor, right out of his body with his bare hands, without cutting him. I said, "You've got to be kidding." I said, "Well, I can tell you, whatever he's doing, he's going to be using dark powers. If they don't think the devil can do things like make you richer, more powerful, or beautiful, or whatever... Just look at the songs by a lot of the people from Hollywood. And some of these people actually have literally made, quote, deals with the devil. People say, "Oh, no, they didn't do that. Look at Katy Perry. Look at Katy Perry." This woman was a daughter of a pastor here just in California. And you can tell from her videos and so on, this woman has made deals with the dark side. She's not normal, is she?
No, she's sent the blood oath inside of Hollywood to get the fame that she has.
Right.
For sure.
And the word, by the way, Hollywood, you know what it stands for?
Uh-huh.
The holly berry is a substitute for blood, and the pindar, which is a magic wand, is a holly branch that's actually been denuded of leaves.
No way.
So the Hollywood means with the wand of a wizard using a blood oath ceremony to seal you to Lucifer. And when they put out movies and videos and TV shows, they're giving the Luciferic version. Now, you got to understand, if Lucifer was correct, and this is the only realm, the physical realm of entropy where things decay and energy changes, the devil is absolutely correct. He's the god of this world, and so did Yeshua Jesus, but his title is over. In fact, it was over 2,000 years ago when Jesus...
throughout the Word.
Right. The problem is, you see, there is a spirit world above this physical world where the soul and consciousness exists, which is the realm where Lucifer is the king of the power of the air. He's the most intelligent created being in the world, but God's not created. He's beyond creation. God does not have the limitations of time, space, and dimensions. There's no such thing as a past or future to God. God always existed, and is all always omniscient and always good. And that's why when you go to heaven, nothing evil can go there because you can't coexist with the eternal one who's always good, wise, and all-knowing. And in fact, you become part of the all-knowingness being when you fuse with God in heaven. There's no limitation. It's called the keys to the heliarchion, which is the storehouse of all that ever was and will be. So there's no past or future in heaven. It's always an eternal now, experience without plans or regrets. How's that?
That's awesome.
So, if you haven't heard it before, you're hearing it now, straight from the one who has been there and back.
Would you like to?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. So, Kelby, this is really important information. I know you had this vision. Perhaps I'm going to be one of the elements that's in your vision that's going to allow you to get to those 7,000 pastors. Because, and I've said this before on the show, and I want people to understand, if they go to hisadvocates.org, if they go to your website, youtube.com, go to His Advocates, and get the playlist of all the videos, whether it's private property or the IRS or saving your home or whatever, because there's lots of physical things that are happening. This debt crisis, for example, when the debt bomb blew up in 2008, a lot of people lost their life savings in their home, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Yeah, and by the way, if we have right now a teetering disaster here, for example, with Brexit going on and with the national international debt, they want to wipe out the senior class because the senior class support populism and return to a constitutional republic where the rights of rule of law and proper procedure and so on are carried out. Now, a lot of the young people are so confused, they don't know which end is up. And in fact, there's been a 7-point drop in IQ since the last 20 years. So the younger people were 7 points stupider than people 20 years ago. Now, I can tell you that this is not good. And part of it's toxic, part of it's educational, because they're basically, you go to universities, they're told not to think for themselves. I say they go to maggot university where they eat the intellectual defecation of their professors, and if when they defecate in their master's thesis, it smells, looks, and tastes like the defecation of their professor, they pass. They're not thought to be independent thinkers or to question what they're told, whether it's a medical school, law school, or any university program. They're told to regurgitate, aren't they?
That's nasty.
And people say, Dr. Deagle, how do you talk like that? I said, look, I talk like that because it's the truth. And the fact is, I'm called not only as Dr. Bill Deagle, I'm called as a prophet and an apostle. And I've been sent back from the dead. I almost died 5 years ago. I went just before Christmas, I nearly died. People don't know that. I had a couple days I missed the show, but literally, God literally raised me from literally near death just 5 Christmases ago. And he taught me things that will help me with my own patients right now, because I helped to pull them out of the thing that I almost died of and get them back to health. I had one gentleman from Oak Hill Illinois back in the spring, and 2 months after I treated him, we got him out of the ICU. Instead of getting a heart transplant or cardiac assist pump, he was walking around without oxygen at 12,000 feet. So you got to understand who Dr. Deagle is. I'm an overcomer. I've overcome death at birth. My birthday, I was born dead on arrival. And at 8 and a half, I died because a French surgeon cut an artery in my neck. And 5 years ago, I nearly died again. So I got to tell you, the devil's out for Deagle. And I want you to understand, I'm not a wonderful person. I have the social graces of an idiot, okay? I'm like a pet rock. I do not know when to shut the hell up, okay? People are afraid to call into the show because they think, well, Dr. Deagle will treat me nastily. No, I won't. I'm like your best big brother. You can ask me a question about anything, and literally, if I don't have the answer, I'll give you the analysis logically of how to get it, because God made me talented. I'm not arrogant. I'm talented because he's crushed my ego down like powder to make sweet perfume to his nostrils. Okay, so when people, they want to label him, well, he's just a nutter. He thinks he knows everything. If I'm talking about something, it's because I know it. Okay, I don't know everything, and I get lots of guests like yourself that are going to teach me. I'm going to learn a lot over the programs and going to your site and actually changing my personal position with America. So I end up starting step by step becoming independent of this nation, whether it's the Native Board with Dr. Dan Royal and the Crow Nation, or his advocates getting out of the corporate structure, because if you don't opt out of this damn system, you're in, and in means you will inevitably take the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is just the last layer of this cake of hellish devilishness that they're bringing in, which is eventually to capture your cortical thoughts and your consciousness, which is the essence of your soul. Okay?
The mark of the beast is basically a confirmation, and ultimately it is, in my opinion, something you're going to accept, but it's something that is the top layer on the cake that you've already done.
By ignorance, for example, there's a procedure in masonry, and people have to understand it's basically called hoodwinking. Have you ever heard of the term hoodwink?
Yeah.
Well, in masonry, right up to the 33rd degree in the 11 levels of elevation, they call it, enlightenment. And beyond the 33rd degree in the 11 levels, because the highest level a human can be in Masonic orders is the 180th degree. Did you know that?
No.
Only Lucifer is at the 360th degree. He's turned around completely. And what he did is try to become a god of his own world, saying that his ultimate lie is that this universe, this everlasting universe of decay, is the only world. There's no spiritual realm or eternal realm. That's the ultimate lie. And in fact, most of what the devil does looks, tastes, and smells good, if you have the Masonic viewpoint. Like the Shriners.
Yeah, the Shriners. I mean, when you look at the Shriners, they're the next level. I mean, it's like they fund out things for children, the Shriner hospitals. But yet at their meetings, they're wearing the Mason garb, they're wearing the Shriner garb, and they're professional.
They're wearing the Shrine hat. You know where the Shrine hat came from?
No.
There's a town in Morocco where the Muslims came into the town, and at the time they decided that they would cut the heads off of 550,000 Christians and bleed their carcasses into the fountains that were recirculated the water. They take their white fez and put it into the fountain and turn it red. So that's why you'll see on the Shriner hat, you'll see the scimitar with the red hat. That indicates they've cut off their previous viewpoint of religion and consciousness and have submitted themselves to the Luciferian viewpoint. And that's why if you're a high-level Mason, you don't have to swear on the Bible. You can swear on the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Urantia book, the Book of the Dead, the Talmud of Babylon, the Sefiot Zaira, any holy book, including a shamanic book by, say, Credo Mutwa from South Africa, or any native group, is perfectly fine as long as it's considered a religious holy book. Did you know that? Doesn't matter if it's a Quran or whatever, as long as it's considered holy. And in fact, what people have to understand, they believe they have a super-religion, which is above all religions because it's the ultimate understanding that this world is run by the greatest mind that ever was created, which is Lucifer. And people don't give the devil his due. They don't realize when we see Donald Trump doing a lot of good works, he's not doing it out of the heart from the Most High God. He's doing it out of luciferic intents from a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. On the 17th level of the Rurik Rite, the name of God is Yabalon, and again, Trinitarianism is right out of the pit of hell as well. There's only one God, not three. That's why the masseuse on your door, if you're a really believing Israelite and covenant Christians are supposed to be, there's only one God, not three. There's not a split where your Holy Spirit, your soul is separate. The soul of God is not a separate person. And Yeshua, Jesus, is the incarnation of God. He's God in the flesh. He's not a prophet like Muhammad, as they teach in the Quran. They teach that when Jesus comes back, he's going to be a Muslim, and he's going to behead Christians if they don't convert to Islam. Did you know that? It's in the Quran and the Hadith. Did you know that?
Yep.
You knew that, right?
Yep.
Now, the average person out there, knucklehead and pastor, doesn't know it, but they're going to hear it from Deagle if they listen. Now, a lot of people get very offended by me, but you know what? If you're brave enough to actually interact with me air on air, 877-317-6432, the last time someone was brave enough or stupid enough to argue with me on air was a physician who thought he could argue with vaccines and how great they were for you 7 years ago. And I don't care what his height was. He could have been 7 foot tall. By the time I was finished, he was 3 foot six. He was a dwarf, smaller than the, shorter than the ones on one of these miniseries, the castles and everything and on television. People have to understand, I don't do it to be mean. I do it to tell the truth.
Right.
And I like to ask people questions, not ask. And the most important thing is not that I have all the answers, but I have really good questions. You know, if you understand the apostasy that's in the church and the American public are set up to become pawns in a global new world order. You know, right now, for example, we're set up with this dialectic. Either you have to worship Trump or you have to worship the left and the fact that, you know, illegals have the right to come and we shouldn't have it's immoral to have a border. No. We need a border, but we need a president, and I need to have a chance to talk to Trump Pinocchio. I call him, he's like a wooden president, who's, looks like he's a real live boy, but he's actually made of wood. And that wood is Masonic wood. If we can talk to him, we can save his soul and millions. In fact, I pray for those who do evil, like Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and those who sacrifice children, because if we save the worst among us, we'll save millions more of those who are least informed. That's the facts, isn't it?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, Calvin, we want to get you before these 7,000 pastors. We want the truth to get out there, because you know what? I found this out from Lee Wickenhauser that the other broadcasters of my network, Genesis, don't want me to actually have a commercial for my new Red Deer Velvet product, the first product in the world, that says I have a show on the network. Did you know that? Now, previously, about 2.5 years ago, before I left Genesis, because they were going to raise my rates, I said, oh, I'll try. I went over to Republic Radio, and I was doing some shows and rents, but I was on Republic Radio, and what happened is that didn't work out, because they're underfunding, and their board ops weren't managing premiums properly. It was kind of a mess. But what happens is, I came back, and before we left, we had a commercial for Allison, and that commercial, I could say I had a show on the network. So these other broadcasters in Genesis don't want to either interview Deagle or have me interview them. And they sure as hell don't want people to raise issues because, you see, I'm not like an average talk show host which kind of titillates you and try to massage your ego. I want you to know that I love you, even if you hate my guts. I want you to know I'm here to save not only your physical body from disease like cancer, which I can treat 400 health conditions plus, that your regular doctor will kill you or destroy your health or do something like a joint replacement when we have alternatives. But I want to save your soul from eternal separation and annihilation. There's no such place as hell. That's another Luciferic lie by the church, by the way. Hell does not exist. Annihilation exists. So when you get separated from God, you don't go to a place where you party with Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson. You are annihilated. God is not so cruel. In fact, the greatest reason why people turn atheist is because these idiot Christians tell them that we have such a cruel God, he would have you eternally punished for being an ignorant, self-serving slob, and then have eternally suffer in hell. Most atheists, that's the first quote they'll tell you as to why they're an atheist. Because Christians tell them about eternal punishment in the creator in hell. God's not cruel. He's going to annihilate you. You'll cease to exist. He's not going to eternally punish you. People don't get this, do they?
No.
And you know what? If you talk to any atheist as a logical, decent person, whether they're a Jew or a Christian or whatever, that we used to believe in something, and they become an atheist is because they say, well, I can't believe a God could be that cruel. He isn't. God's a loving God. He loves you even as a sinner. But you know what? He sends people like me who have been through literally living freaking hell. People don't want to say, well, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. I say, well, I have an access. I have God on speed dial. Do you? Literally, when I get in trouble, I can pray and God will either audibly talk to me or show me visions and dreams of things or even give me technical solutions like, for example, my no water, Nutridyne, ozone, and hydrogen. I actually have a supplier for the hydrogen. I actually have a new form of CBD oil. It's the most powerful CBD oil in the world, and God gave me the formula and the access and the ability to get it from people that I know and have known for years. So you have to understand, whether you're physically suffering from cancer or heart disease or whatever and don't want a bypass procedure, or you have peripheral neuropathy or you're going blind, don't read all the garbage. I have a gentleman, Bill, I won't mention his last name, starts with a B. He heard a commercial that I offer consultations on this network. And guess what happened? He said, well, I don't know if I want to. I went and Googled you, Deagle, and you're so weird, man. I don't know. I mean, you might be able to help me. I said, the guy, he was a major journalist for one of the major news networks on the East Coast for years, but yet he's going to believe the sewer net rather than me trying to help the man get his vision back by regenerative technologies and stem cell therapy and peptides. And I can help him. I can help him get his vision back, if not fully, partly. And as our technology gets more advanced, it's going to get even better. But I've already helped people restore their vision. I help people. I had one gentleman, Richard, who's on the show just last week. I stopped him from losing his kidney function, and his nephrologists are very pissed at Deagle because he haven't done a renal transplant or he hasn't had one day on dialysis. Now, why is that? It's not because I'm so wonderful, because God gives me these things. It's because it's a sign gift saying, maybe what else this idiot, Deagle, because I am an idiot, okay? My wife tells me I'm a social idiot, and I am. I don't know when to shut up at all. But you have to understand, I'm here to save you from physical suffering and from spiritual separation and annihilation. You're not going to go to hell. Hell doesn't exist. Annihilation does. There's no ninth ring of Hades. And now, by the way, the corporate thing is happening right now. We are so close, even under Trump, to the final steps of the New World Order. And Trump is being cheered by all these stupid Christians. They don't understand. He's a high-level Mason. And his son, Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, is a high-level Kabbalistic warlock that worships Rabbi Schneerson. And if you understand Kabbalistic warlocks, I do. I know about the Kabbalah and how, in fact, about 27 years ago, I tried to get a rabbi that went through 8 years of yeshiva in New York to train me in Hebrew. Do you know what he said to me? He said, because you're a Kohanim, I'm going to be honest with you, you Christians don't get it. We're all warlocks and wizards, like the Saruman the Magnificent from the trilogy. People don't get this, do they? Wow. They're not going to hear this in any other radio show ever because they don't want to lose audience or alienate people. I want them to know I can resurrect your health like no one. For example, I've received you using extracorporeal counterpulsation peptides and my nutraceuticals, and I'll have you regrow arteries in 2 years. 2 months, I mean, so in 2 months, you do not need a stent or bypass, which they finished a study this spring with 20,000 cases over four states that doesn't lengthen your life 1 day or 1 month doing a bypass or a stent, but I can regenerate your heart, and you won't have any more angina, and you won't die of a heart attack or stroke. And I can do it today, okay? But you know what? Because of the other things in my past, whether I spoke to 42 cities in Israel, or I wrote Clay and Iron and Abortion Armageddon, or people have pulled up things from my conferences at, you know, Conspiracy Con and other ones, they think, well, he's just a conspiracy theorist. I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine. I was the exit examiner of the Alpha Pima building. I work with the FBI and CDC on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter for bioterrorism for the U.S. government. Radiological and biological terrorism with Reserve Admiral Hughes. I've been inside, okay? So you can't just dismiss Deagle. That's why nobody has the balls, or the cojines, as they say, the cojines, like they say in Hispanic, to challenge me, because I don't want to hurt people. I want them to know I love them, even if they hate my guts. And I want them to understand, if they don't go to his advocates and understand that they, step by step, if you don't start getting out of the system, you will be in it. And the nidus, the actual seat of the mark of the beast, is going to come from America. We're going to force these giant data centers like the one in Utah, that's seven times the size of the Pentagon. They're causing a water crisis locally just to cool their computers. They plan on building seven of these damn things that are literally creating a digital model of all the first and second nations on the planet in cyberspace, so they can control everything, including right down to your thoughts eventually, once they can hack into your cortex, which they're getting close with 5G. Because, oh no, Dr. Deagle, you can't say that. I said, yes, I can, man. I'm qualified. That's why I'm saying, if you don't go to his advocates and start getting out of the system, you'll be in it. And if you're in it, by the way, grace is over. And there's one thing that's worse than murder or even abortion. You know what it is? Disrespecting those who come with the grace of God to give you a way out. There's nothing worse than disrespecting those that come as a prophet or apostle to save your ass from eternal separation and annihilation. There's nothing more vile to the Creator God than disrespecting those that come to save your butt. It's like punching a firefighter in the face when he's trying to pull you out of a building, burning building. Right? There's nothing worse.
Never thought about it.
That's the worst sin on earth. People don't get it. That's called the sin of the Holy Spirit, where you disrespect the Holy Spirit, because if God's speaking to you through one of his proxies, a knucklehead like Deagle, telling you to go to his advocates and get your citizenship changed, or to change your property rights so the IRS can't come after you, or take your home, because when the next crash happens, and believe me, look at the raising the Fed rates. Trump is complaining, why doesn't he fire this bugger? Because he's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
He should fire the Fed chairperson who wants to raise the interest rates, because if he raises it much more this year, the world, the American economy is going to crash, and the world economy. And believe me, a lot of people are going to jump out of windows. I saw the movie The Big Short. Did you know that for every 1% interest, they estimate 40,000 Americans die, D-I-E, not come back, they're dead, they're not coming back, they have permanent faceplant syndrome, when the economy crashes 1%. Did you know that?
Wow.
That was in the movie The Big Short. It real stuck to my soul like Velcro.
I never saw that part.
Should watch it. And then they had a 4-minute to the diatribe about how all these people went to jail and prison and were, you know, in there for decades. And they said, no, none of this happened. In other words, they didn't fix anything structurally about the debt. And even when Trump mentioned he was going to get rid of the Fed Reserve and start printing dollars like John F. Kennedy did, it was literally warned by Eisenhower to print money separate from the Fed. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial intelligence complex like the SAD that occurred after World War II that was set up by the Nazis that were channeling transdimensional entities called the Geheimdienst. Our intel agencies, CIA, NSA, and SAD, are just a transplant from Nazi Germany, high-level Masonic Satanists. People don't know this, do they? That's why Hillary Clinton's not wearing orange. That's why we are caught in the dialectic of the left or right. And that's why everybody in America, going to this Christmas, don't realize Christmas is a ceremony celebrating the resurrection of Lucifer from the eternal pit. That's what Christmas is about. The rebirth of one of these three names of God. Yah, the Creator God, Baal, the property owner, which you talk about, and Osiris, the God of the underworld, coming back from the dead. That's what it is, believe it or not.
Trading involves...
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.